This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says U.S. President Donald Trump is meeting with doctors treating him for COVID-19 Monday to assess his progress. The administration is, quote, optimistic, end quote. He could be discharged from Walter Reed Medical Center later in the day. During a 10-minute news briefing Sunday, the president's medical team explained Mr. Trump is taking a steroid, dexamethasone, which is typically not administered in mild or moderate cases of the coronavirus, along with a 5-day course of remdesivir, an antiviral medication. After tweeting a video Sunday that he is, quote, getting great reports, end quote, from his doctors, the president promised a little surprise for his supporters outside the hospital where he's being treated. That was a drive around for supporters. The decision was condemned by one attending physician at Walter Reed as irresponsible. State and county officials in the U.S. state of New Jersey are contacting more than 200 people who were at President Trump's golf club for a campaign fundraiser Thursday and asking them to monitor themselves for possible coronavirus symptoms. Anyone who was in close contact with the president or his staff is being asked to quarantine for 14 days. After the White House announced early Friday the president and Mrs. Trump had tested positive for the coronavirus, it sent the New Jersey officials a list of 206 people who attended Thursday's event. Malaysia's prime minister said Monday he would go into quarantine for 14 days after coming into contact with a minister who had tested positive for COVID-19. The 73-year-old premier said he'd been at a meeting Saturday with the religious affairs minister to discuss the country's rising number of coronavirus infections. That minister tested positive Monday, the prime minister said, adding all his own tests so far had come back negative. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson defended his handling of the coronavirus pandemic Sunday despite weeks of rising infections, but warned the country faced a bumpy winter ahead. Britain has Europe's highest coronavirus death toll, and Johnson's conservative government is facing criticism from all sides. Opponents are calling for tougher social restrictions to suppress a second wave of COVID-19 that is already sweeping the country. But many in Johnson's right-of-center party argue restrictions must be eased to save the battered economy. Johnson told the BBC the government had to strike a difficult balance, and he couldn't, quote, take a course that could expose us to tens of thousands more deaths in very short order, end quote. Eight justices are getting back to work Monday, less than a month before the U.S. presidential election. Facing a conservative turn, the U.S. Supreme Court opens a new term with the eight remaining justices meeting by telephone. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
President Trump's nominee for Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat, Amy Coney Barrett, could be on the bench in time for one of the term's biggest cases, post-election day arguments in the latest Republican bid to strike down the Affordable Care Act. Trump has also said he wants her in place for any election-related cases. Her confirmation would cement a 6-3 conservative majority that might roll back abortion rights, expand gun rights, and shrink the power of government. I'm Julie Walker.
The 2020 Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine has been awarded to scientists Harvey J. Alter and Charles M. Rice of the United States and Michael Houghton of Britain for their, quote, seminal discoveries, end quote, into the identification of hepatitis C virus. The Nobel Committee said in a statement the three scientists, quote, have made a decisive contribution to the fight against blood-borne hepatitis, a major global health problem that causes cirrhosis and liver cancer in people around the world, end quote. The advances have helped lead to new ways treating and curing hepatitis C. The prestigious award comes with a gold medal and prize money of over $1.1 million, courtesy of a bequest left by Swedish inventor Alfred Nobel. The other prizes are physics, chemists, literature, peace, and economics. Kenzo Takada, the iconic French-Japanese fashion designer famed for his jungle-infused designs and free-spirited aesthetic that channeled global travel, has died. The family said Takada died from complications from COVID-19. He was 81 years old. Takada retired from his house in 1999 to pursue a career in art, but it remains a respected fixture in high Paris fashion. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Music.